On our food segment today, we're staying with the very disturbing and urgent reality of feeding the hungry in Cape Town's most destitute communities. And my next guest is an advocate, Rosalind Neyman, who started the Free Food Kitchen, an NGO that provides healthy ingredients to communities in need so that they can feed themselves and the hungry children in their areas in Lotus River, Khayelitsha, Hazendal, Philippi, Lavender Hill, Smallville, Rondeflay, and Hanover Park. Welcome to the show, Rosalind.
Hello, Bianca.
Hello.
I'm grateful that I have the opportunity to talk about the Free Food Kitchen.
Thank you so much for the wonderful work that you are doing. Tell us a bit about how the Free Food Kitchen first came about in the early days.
All right. It started with my own journey. I qualified as a certified yoga teacher at the Shala in 2014 and in 2015. I certified as a Kundalini yoga teacher at Guru Ram Dass. And I realized the benefits of yoga, and I wanted to take it to black people in the communities, on the Cape Flats, in the townships. So I started teaching yoga in low-income communities in 2014. And then...
What was the response like to bringing yoga?
Well, it was overwhelming. Yoga is really healing, and there was so much interest, and I have so many students in Athlone, all over the Cape Flats, and some of my students actually became certified teachers and joined me in teaching, like Melissa, my niece, Teresa Mavujelwa, who's from Nyanga. So some of my students started teaching and joining me. And then about a year ago, that was in April, I started realizing that some of my students are coming to my yoga classes being hungry and starving, and then going to bed starving after the yoga classes. I was really shocked, and I thought, I've been teaching these children yoga for the past 5 years and I never knew this. And that is when I started thinking about feeding children in the community where we were teaching yoga. We then started with an alliance of all the yoga teachers in the area, and we got donations from yoga teachers and from the Revolutionary Yoga students. So Revolutionary Yoga NPC is the name of the yoga organization. It's a registered company. And from there, we started feeding where we taught yoga, for example, in Lotus River, in Athlone, in Hazendal, in Hanover Park. And these three food kitchens operated on the basis of donations from our yoga students and from the yoga community. And that was so amazing, because what we did was not to go there with the food. We wanted to empower people in the community to feed themselves.
Right.
So we provided the raw vegetarian, really healthy fruits and vegetables to the community. And then the women in the community would then organize themselves. They would create the menu. They would do the cooking in these huge pots. And they would serve the community themselves.
So if you look on your website, which is www.freefoodkitchen, you see these women who are featured on the website. You see their faces. Some of them are masked. How have you changed their lives in empowering them to give back to their communities?
The most wonderful part of service, we call it seva in the yoga world, is when you serve other people, you realize that that is healing in itself. So you're not a victim of your circumstances. You are organizing your own community, and that is the basis and the source for self-empowerment of women. They plan, they strategize. So this strengthens them and it gives them ownership and control over their living circumstances. So we have a core group of women. It's mostly women in each community.
Tell me when it shifted. So COVID-19 then arrived on our shores a year after you started this program. And obviously you have to stop the yoga classes due to social distancing. And then it's now shifted into primarily a feeding scheme, an NGO. Tell us how that shifted and how it's grown.
All right. So we're in lockdown. It's the 2nd of April, and I was teaching yoga online to the Revolution Yoga students. So we have a WhatsApp group, and I started receiving messages about how people are starving in the community, and no one knows about it. And then I decided, oh, my word, we have to do something about it. And then I galvanized our yoga students and teachers, and we started just going into these communities wearing our masks, sanitizers, and we just started feeding people. And we raised donations on Facebook and from the WhatsApp group. And the more we started feeding people, the more urgent requests we received from other communities. And from only two free food kitchens before lockdown, we then mushroomed into six free wow. food kitchens. I found myself being out there every day, buying supplies, going to the supermarket, standing in queues, going to the community, dropping off the food, organizing the menus. It was actually full-time for me and for the others, like Ola from Lotus River and Pamela Harris and Ruth Brainkeys. I need to mention them, yes, because they were there with me.
Yes.
And, I mean, obviously one person can't do this on her own. My mom who's 83 years old. My mom was helping, cooking food and serving, even though she's 83 years old. So it was just phenomenal. The other thing that I need to really, really mention is when we were feeding these people, the children standing in queue, social distancing, wearing masks, I saw all these dogs who were starving to death, and no one was feeding the dogs. And
I'm glad you mentioned that, because beautiful part about your NGO is the divine dog side. Tell us about that.
Oh, my word. So I'm really a dog lover. I'm an animal lover, and I have to say I prefer animals to humans, like in a nice way, because of the unconditional love in that sense. Of course, I love human beings, all sentient beings. And then I saw these animals scrounging around, like looking for food and sniffing. And some of these people were like chasing them away. And I thought, oh, my God, we can't just feed humans. We have to feed the dogs and the cats. So then I started this Divine Dogs Kitchen, and using my own money, because I thought people were donating for humans. And they wouldn't want donations to go to dogs. So I started the Divine Dogs Kitchen out of my own pockets. And then as I was publicizing the Divine Dogs Kitchen, I realized that there are many people out there who want to donate to the Divine Dogs Kitchen. And so now we have Divine Dogs Kitchens at most of the free food kitchens. So we first serve the humans, or first the dogs, and then the humans. And I also bought deworming tablets, and the dogs who have mange, I bought like the special shampoo for the dogs. and we feed these dogs and give them water. And I wish I could love every dog, every Sweet. Neglected and starving dog. I could stroke that dog, not just feed that dog.
Tell me, Rosalind, how can people who are listening right now get involved in donating, or if they haven't got the money to give in any way to the Free Food Kitchen and the communities that you are helping?
All right. I need to also mention we started community gardens. So there are three aspects: is donations of food,
yes,
staple food like rice, legumes, vegetables, fruit. They can donate fruit. And then also they can please to make dog food and cat food because it's quite expensive. And
how can they get? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we have to wrap up because we've got time. We've got the news waiting. Okay. But I want, before you go, just to tell people how they can get hold of you and partake.
Well, we've got our website, as you mentioned, so they can donate money. There's the PayPal account and our own PayPal account. They can also donate seeds for our community gardens at each free food kitchen. And so basically, so they can get all the details on the website.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time and the wonderful work that you're doing, Roslyn Naiman.